Top administration officials from President Obama on down have said the spy charges against Sabari are without foundation. And Secretary Clinton says she hopes calls by senior Iranian officials for a fair review of her spying conviction will lead to her early release and return home. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad on Sunday called on the country's judiciary to ensure that Sabari will be allowed a full defense during the appeal process for her case. There were similar comments Monday from Iranian Judiciary Chief Ayatollah Mahmoud Hashemi Sharoudi. The American-born Sabari, who has dual U.S.-Iranian citizenship, was convicted of espionage and sentenced to 8 years in prison in a brief closed-door trial Saturday. President Obama said in Trinidad and Tobago Sunday he had complete confidence that Sabari, who had reported for National Public Radio and the BBC, was not engaged in espionage. At a joint press appearance with Dutch Foreign Minister Maxime Verhagen, Secretary of State Clinton reiterated that the charges against Sabari are baseless and that she should be freed immediately.
She has been subjected to a process that has been non-transparent, unpredictable, arbitrary, and we hope that actions will be taken as soon as possible by the authorities in Iran, including the judiciary, to bring about the speedy release of Ms. Sabari and her return home. So we obviously are closely monitoring the situation and working with the Swiss, who are our protectorate representative in the country, and hoping that these remarks lead to actions.
For his part, Foreign Minister Verhagen declined specific comment on the Sabari case, but said the Iranian government should avail itself of the Obama administration's overture to Iran for dialogue.
We hope the Iranian authorities realize the significance of this gesture. Iran has much to gain, but time is essential. No reaction to the outstretched hand would be an answer in itself.
The Obama administration has offered Tehran dialogue without conditions and said it will take a direct part in a proposed joint meeting with Iran on its nuclear program involving the five permanent UN Security Council member countries and Germany. David Gollis, VOA News, the State Department.